This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush will visit four more cities this week to pitch his ideas on changing Social Security, even though he has yet to send Congress a formal plan for accomplishing what he has in mind. But like nature, Congress abhors a vacuum. And so any number of Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill are coming forward with their own proposals. NPR's Brian Naylor has a roundup.
It seems almost anybody who wants to be somebody in the Social Security debate in Congress has a plan. The latest comes from Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, who unveiled his idea three times the other day, first in a speech in his home state, later in a speech on the Senate floor, and finally in a Senate news conference.
Let's get down to something here that we can deal with, and then let's see where we are. It may take a year, it may take 2 years.
Hagel's plan would give those under 45 the option to voluntarily open personal or private accounts. Those who elect to try the private accounts could put in up to 4% of their payroll taxes that now go to Social Security. In the argot of the Social Security debate, that's known as a carve-out. Those who elect not to set up personal accounts would remain in the current system. Hagel says he would not raise taxes, but he would raise the retirement age by a year from 67 to 68. Robert Bennett of Utah is another Republican senator with a plan. He would cut benefits for upper-income Social Security recipients by tying benefit levels to inflation rather than wage levels. This, he says, would restore solvency to the program without hurting low-income workers.
There are ways to ease the immediate pressure of Social Security other than draconian or hardline cuts here and adjustments there. You can blend the thing in a way that makes the Social Security system even more progressive than it is.
Republicans in the House have also been busy drafting plans. The former chairman of the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Social Security is Clay Shaw of Florida. Shaw's is considered an add-on plan. The current Social Security program would remain for anyone who wants to use it, but people could establish private retirement accounts just as they can with 401k plans.
Well, it's very similar, except the problem that you have with your 401k is those that need it the most can't afford it. They're going from paycheck to paycheck. And if you're living from paycheck to paycheck, there's no way that you're going to put money aside in a 401k.
Like Hagel, Shaw's plan would borrow money to pay for the private accounts, which for some conservatives is a non-starter. But in the complex politics of Social Security, it may be just the idea to bring aboard some Democrats who have so far resisted the president's plans. Some Democratic senators have reportedly expressed a willingness to consider add-on accounts like Shaw's, but not carve-outs like Hagel's. Senator Charles Schumer of New York criticized Hagel's proposal during a Capitol News conference yesterday.
We're glad that he's pursuing compromise. There's one big problem. His plan includes privatization. It includes just about as much privatization as President Bush's plan. So we're here today to urge Senator Hagel to drop privatization and get the president to drop privatization, and then we can sit down and talk.
Hagel said it's too soon in the process to talk about what's on and what's off the table. Congressman Shaw believes by ruling out private accounts, Democrats may be painting themselves into a corner. In Shaw's view, the president is making progress in his campaign to convince Americans Social Security is in trouble.
And when you look at what's left on the table after they take personal accounts off the table, it's a tax increase or a benefit cut. And that is not politically sound. So I think the president will eventually win.
Shaw is not saying when the president might score that victory. Republican leaders appear to be waiting for a consensus to form around a Social Security overhaul before moving on the issue. That consensus may involve pieces of several of the plans now on the table. And if that process leaves Democrats out, well, so far, that's fine with them. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.